This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Ranchers in the Rio Grande Valley near the southern U.S. border are grappling with an expensive problem. It's a disease vector called the fever tick. These tiny critters ride in from Mexico on the backs of cattle and wildlife that wander to and fro across the U.S.-Mexico border. This is a border issue, so naturally there's a border wall angle as well. Marketplace's Andy Euler went to Hidalgo County, Texas, and has this report, part of our series, Business at the Border.
At a time when the politics of immigration has divided the government and the nation, I traveled to South Texas to find out what it's like to do business on the border, specifically the business of ranching. I met up with 81-year-old Richard Guerra at his home in McAllen, Texas, one county over from his 9,000 acres of land along the Rio Grande River, land that his family's been working for four generations.
My economy is ranching. I make my living off the cattle business. But when I don't have cattle, like right now, it's because of the fever tick.
Fever ticks. Not exactly the issue I was expecting to hear about, but it turns out it's a serious problem. Fever ticks carry a disease that kills cows. Cattle ranching in Texas is a $10 billion industry. The U.S. Department of Agriculture says the ticks could cost ranchers here $1 billion a year. Alex Rosellis studies urban ecology at the University of Texas, Rio Grande Valley.
More recently, we've been seeing more cattle coming over from Mexico into the United States with cattle ticks.
That's because some Mexican ranchers don't have proper fencing or have abandoned their herds. Controlling for fever ticks is difficult and expensive. When a tick is found in a herd, ranchers have to treat all their cows with an insecticide until all the ticks are gone.
For a lot of ranchers, it's a death knell.
The Guerra Ranch was quarantined 22 times in the last decade and was operating at a loss. So the Guerras got rid of their cows in 2015. And this is where a border wall comes in. Now, Richard Guerra and his son Jody are Trump supporters. They want a wall because they think it'll cut down on illegal immigration. But they're also making an economic argument here. Here's Jody Guerra.
Outside of politics, outside of everything else, anything that would slow down or stop us having to deal with the fever tick issue would be of great benefit to us.
Sounds kind of crazy, right? Put up a huge wall to stop tiny ticks? Well, the USDA has already suggested building miles of fencing along the border for that very reason. Again, Alex Rosellis at the University of Texas, Rio Grande Valley.
If you're able to stop the flow of cattle, then ranches that are on that other side of the wall, they wouldn't have that fear of infected cattle coming over from the south into their ranches.
New sections of border wall would likely have to run through the Guerra Ranch. Right now, the Guerras aren't excited about the prospects without assurance that they'll be fairly compensated by the feds. But the family says if barriers are put on their land, they'll be more apt to run cattle again. In McAllen, Texas, I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.